Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. It is a new week. Today is Monday, the Monday of Holy Week. We are in the holiest week of the year. This is where we want to make sure that we keep focused on Lent and realize that we still have several days in Lent to go. We don't want to give up now. We don't want to get overwhelmed by the many challenges that we are faced with in life. We want to keep our focus. I'm here to help you do that, and I want to thank you for joining me on the program. We're going to read from Give Up, Worry for Lent. I'm going to share a Bible passage from today's Daily Mass. But the important thing for you to remember right now is you and me, we're going to be walking together. We will continue to walk together one day at a time. We will get through what we're going through right now. We're going to make it through because Jesus is with us, and we're going to focus on Jesus today, especially as we enter into Holy Week. So all that is coming up. Let's pray, and then I want to share a few other thoughts with you before we launch into the actual program. So let's first put ourselves in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. This week, we begin the journey to Calvary with Him. He's heading to His passion, death, and ultimately His resurrection. So what we need to do is we need to walk with Him today, because we call ourselves Christians or followers of Christ. So we have to go where He leads us. Once we surrender our lives to Him, we have to be willing to go where He leads us. Where does He lead us? Well, He leads us to follow whatever our normal daily duties are. That's primarily what we need to be concerned with. That will involve some degree of suffering. Everyone suffers. Right now, many people are suffering greatly to different degrees, but everybody is sharing this one common cross right now. And again, many people have heavier crosses than others, but we all have one common cross. So if we unite our suffering with the suffering of Christ, in other words, we go with Him, we embrace our cross, we say, yes, Lord, I will go along with whatever suffering You send to me today. By doing that, you see, we're following Him. We're heading with Him to Calvary, which is going to bring Him pleasure. Sometimes we don't think that we can comfort Jesus, but we do. And it's also going to bring us the peace that we're looking for. Very much counterintuitive that suffering can bring peace, but it does. So with that in mind, let's get ready to talk to Jesus, and He'll be speaking to us throughout the half-hour program too. Let's talk to Him. Let's tell Him we are all in. We are with Him. We're ready to travel this road. And we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, well, this is Monday of Holy Week. This is the culmination of what we've been doing during Lent. Throughout Lent, we've been striving to grow closer to You, to allow You, through Your Holy Spirit, to identify the areas in our lives that need to be changed, and then cooperating with the grace that You give us in order to make those changes. A lot of us, Jesus, have been distracted during Lent. We've been blindsided by the coronavirus. And I know myself, many times, I took my eyes off of You. And I got so overwhelmed with what I was facing that I lost sight of what I was supposed to be doing during Lent. But Jesus, I realize that it's not too late. It's not too late. It wasn't too late for the good thief on the cross. It's not too late for me either. So I pray, Lord, for the grace to end this Lent powerfully. I pray, Lord, that this Lent can be the most beneficial, the best Lent that I have ever experienced. I pray, Lord, that You can help me to keep my eyes focused on You this week. And I have the intention of offering up any of my suffering today and for the rest of my life and uniting it with Yours so that it will bear fruit for the kingdom. I want to be in this with You, Lord. I can't always choose the crosses that come my way, but I can choose to cooperate with them. I can choose to embrace them. I can choose to imitate Your mother Mary and say, yes, I'll accept this cross. And I do that today, Lord. I ask You to bless all of us. who are gathered here together listening to this program. I ask you, Lord, to guide me, give me the words through your Spirit to deliver during this show. I ask you, Lord, to keep us safe from the coronavirus. Please restore our peace. Please heal those who are suffering from it in any way, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. And Lord, we ask you to put an end to this virus. That certainly is something in your power. We ask you to put an end to it and allow us to resume our normal way of life and be able to once again gather to worship you and receive the sacraments. But in the meantime, Lord, we're going to trust you. We're going to say yes to whatever you ask of us. And Lord Jesus, I ask you for all these things in your most powerful name. And I ask that you continue to lead us to our Father in heaven and continue to pour out every day, throughout the day, your Holy Spirit to help us with our conversion. Jesus, I ask for these things through the intercession of your Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. It's challenging, and this is something that I've been struggling with. I was thinking about it over the weekend. By the way, I hope you're doing well. All things considered, I'm doing well. You know, we don't have too much control. And, you know, you've heard me say this before. We never did have control, but we kind of thought we did. Now we're being forced to deal with just how little control we have. And it's a painful process. This is not easy. But I did okay over the weekend. One of the things I noticed is that if I focus, and I know this, but sometimes I slip up and do it anyway, if I focus too much on the facts, and look, I need to know the facts. I need to know what's going on. I need to know how to protect myself. The Lord wants me to do that. But if I focus on too much on the facts, it's hard to separate the facts of what I need from the facts that are, in effect, speculation and all bad news. You know, if I keep watching the death count, if I keep focusing on the experts predicting how long this will last and how many deaths will occur in the future, if I find myself doing that too much, my peace is going to be shot. So at some point, I've got to reel in, I've got to limit my exposure to the waves of the storm, you know. And Peter had this problem when he tried to walk on water. He succeeded until he took his eyes off of Jesus and started focusing on the waves and the wind, and then he began to sink. We're going to do the same thing. So my goal here on this show is to keep you focused on Jesus, especially as we walk through these final days of Lent. Because remember, Lent is all about conversion. It's about change. It's about an internal conversion. Change the way we think. Change the way we respond to the Lord. But it all starts with our thoughts. So we have to change the way we think. We have to control our thoughts, direct them toward Jesus as he walks his way of the cross right now, and listen for what he's telling us through his Holy Spirit in terms of what we need to change. We were supposed to change during Lent. That's the purpose. It's a purification. It's an enlightenment. It's a purification. We should be emerging from Lent. After Easter is finished, on Easter Monday, we should be a different person than we were on Ash Wednesday. I mean, that's the goal. Sometimes we're going to not notice how much we change, but as long as we're trying every day, as long as we're letting the Spirit lead us, we will have accomplished what we were supposed to during Lent. So, don't get hung up if you didn't give up every last vice that you planned to give up. As long as you made the attempt and you tried your best and you tried to be open to the Spirit and you let the Spirit work, because the Spirit is the one who changes us. We don't change ourselves. We think we do, but the Spirit at work in our souls is what changes us. So we have to depend on the Spirit to lead us. But we still have a few days to go. I want to make sure that we make this our best Lent of all time. And by trying to keep you focused on Jesus as he walks to his death, which he willingly laid down his life for you and me, by keeping the focus on him, we'll be able to see where he wants us to go with Lent. A couple of things one thing I wanted to mention to you. If you're listening to this, obviously you figured out how to listen to the podcast. I'm having some troubles with having this show be distributed to Apple and to Podbean and TuneIn and Stitcher and all the regular podcast outlets. For some reason, after last Wednesday's show, the Blog Talk Radio hasn't been sending them. This has happened before. So the best place to go is my website, followingthetruth.com, to the radio page. You can click on Following the Truth program, and it's going to take you to the Blog Talk Radio page where you can listen or download any of these daily shows. I say that obviously because you're listening, you figured that out. But if you know somebody who's having trouble with it, you can point them in that direction. Again, this has happened in the past. I have Blog Talk Radio working on this. Everybody's a little stressed and everybody's behind. So I'm hoping this gets resolved quickly, but you never know. So if you want to shoot up a prayer that I'm able to fix this, I would really appreciate it, because I really get limited when this podcast doesn't go out into all of the normal podcast outlets. It's happened in the past. It's been resolved, but it's always frustrating while it happens. But anyway, we're here, so let's make the best of it. Hope you got a beverage. Hope you got a snack. I have my cup of tea today. I'm going to take a sip of that. Sometimes, you know, I'm a big coffee fan. I love coffee, but I limit myself because I don't want to drink too much coffee. Sometimes a nice cup of hot tea really hits the spot for me. So anyway, I hope you are able to relax. You got a beverage, you got a snack, whatever you need. I hope you're able to settle in as we talk about Jesus for the remainder of this program. Let's look as we wind down our Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verses. I want to read today's to you because it's one of the most popular Bible passages for anxiety. It may be the most popular passage. This is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. This is the way we should be living our life. St. Paul tells us this: have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a great verse for a lot of different reasons. St. Paul, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So he's not just giving us his opinion. He's inspired by the Holy Spirit to say this. Is telling us, instructing us, commanding us to have no anxiety about anything. Now, if he just said that, and sometimes this is translated in certain Bible translations as do not worry about anything. So it's a conscious decision. It's a conscious act to force yourself to have no anxiety, to not worry, to not let your mind spiral out of control. Again, within reason. We're not talking about clinical anxiety here. Sometimes for that, medication, therapy is needed. But we're talking about just those of us who tend to let our minds spiral out of control. We begin to worry. St. Paul is saying, don't worry about anything. Have no anxiety about anything. But if he just said that, that's a pretty lame command, because it's really hard to do. What we need to do is find some sort of alternative behavior. So if I'm not going to worry, you got to tell me there's something I can do. And St. Paul does tell us that, because we have problems, we have fears, we have threats all around us. And right now, we are painfully aware of that fact. St. Paul says, don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So St. Paul is saying, pray, ask for what you need, that's supplication, right? With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving because Jesus told us that if we ask, we will receive. We know that our prayers will be answered. We don't know how, we don't know when, but we know, Jesus said this, that our prayers will be answered. So we can say, thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Here's what I need. I'm afraid that I'm going to get sick. I'm afraid that I'm going to run out of money. I'm afraid that I'm going to go crazy sitting in the house. I'm afraid that, I'm going to plunge into depression. Whatever it is, Instead of worrying about it, St. Paul, through the Holy Spirit, tells us, give it up to the Lord. Ask for what you need with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. You can give them to the Father. You can give them to Jesus. You can give them to the Holy Spirit. God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when you do that, he also tells us what happens when you do that. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I think today, as we walk this road with Jesus and potentially get distracted, it's so easy to get distracted because we have threats around us, distractions. You know, they're all around us. But by refusing to give in to worry and bringing our needs to the Lord, we will be able to not only experience his peace, the supernatural peace, which means a peace that doesn't require the absence of conflict. This peace can happen in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic. By doing that, by praying this way instead of worrying, because worrying and or watching the news constantly is just going to make you feel horrible. But by focusing on Jesus and bringing your needs to him, by doing that, you'll get the peace that you need. I mean, so not only are you doing his will, which is what he wants you to trust him, to surrender your life to him, but it's also going to bring you peace. So it really is a no-brainer that we do this, but it's hard because many of us, for many years, we are trained that when we have a problem in our life, we worry about it. We try to control it. We try to fix it. And that's good if you're able to fix it. You know, if I run out of bread and I go to, and I look at, you know, I realize I'm out of bread. I need to get bread. Typically, the way I can handle that is go down to the store and get some more bread. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to do what I can. As long as I have the money, I go buy my loaf of bread. In these days, that's challenging. And that's one of the things that I'm having to face. It's not that easy. You know, you start to think, do I want to go to the store? Is it prudent? Is it wise? Is it the right thing to do to run that risk? The government is saying for the next 2 weeks, don't go to the store unless it's necessary. And the Lord wants us to obey because we're saving lives, not just our own, but possibly somebody else's life. But typically, if you can fix your problem, you do it, you don't worry about it. But when we're faced with a problem such as this pandemic, the loss of income, and I can't fix it, well, it's very easy for me to plunge into worry and then despair. It's not natural to bring it to the Lord. Because most people will tell you, you should worry about this. Because we're not used to trusting in God to provide for us. We're not used to it. But we need to get used to it. And that's what I'm here to tell you. Get used to it. He really does want to provide for your needs. It doesn't mean you're not going to have to do some work. You will. But when you get to that problem that is unfixable, the coronavirus, the quarantine, loss of income because your store is closed right now. At that point, when you've done all you can, the Lord wants you to turn to him and say, Lord, where am I going to get my money from? You know, I do this all the time, being involved in full-time ministry for 8 years now. I'm well aware of the need to ask for the provision that I need to support my family. He wants us to do this. But man, it's not easy because we're not used to it. So part of my job here is to help you get used to that. Ask for what you need and focus on the power and the love of God. And this week especially, look at what Jesus did for you on the cross. You know, the gospel tells us many times that he had pity or compassion on the people. That's obvious if you look at a crucifix. We'll be talking more about that as the week progresses. That sermon that occurs from the cross. I mean, he's preaching a pretty heavy sermon to us. And it's all about love. Because he's on that cross for me and for you. When you start to realize that he is all-powerful and that he is all-loving, you begin to understand how and why you should surrender your life to him and trust in him. But I never said that would be easy. It's simple, but it's not easy, because it goes against everything we have been taught. And as somebody who never missed Sunday Mass from the time I was a small child and went to 12 years of Catholic school, that's a revelation that took me a number of years to understand. Because I've shared with you before, I just went through the motions, and so many of us are in the same boat. But the Lord really wants us to trust him and take his word seriously. It's not just fluff. He's being legitimate when Jesus says, I want you to trust your Father to provide your needs. And that's what Paul is saying today. Don't worry about your problems. Bring them to the Lord. And then he'll give you his peace. A lot of times that's the first fruit of prayer. It's peace. And who doesn't need some peace right now, right? Can I get an amen on that? All right, let's take a look at the responsorial psalm from today's Mass. This is one of my favorites, especially when I'm struggling, when I'm really struggling to trust, when I'm not feeling peaceful, when I'm afraid. This is one of my favorites. It's Psalm 27. And throughout the week, I'm going to be alternating between the gospel and the first reading and the psalm, just to you know, I'm going to go where the Spirit, I feel, wants me to go with this as we walk these final few days with Jesus. And remember, on the other side of Good Friday is the resurrection, but there's a gap in between. There's that Holy Saturday. So oftentimes when we're praying, there's that period of waiting for our answer. Keep on praying. Don't give up. Because life is filled with many Holy Saturdays where you're praying and you're not hearing anything. But your miracle, your answer, is right around the corner. That Easter Sunday, when everything looked bleak, when all hope appeared to be lost, Jesus rose from the dead. So that's what we got to do. We got to pray and never stop until we get an answer. Until the Lord says no, or he changes our heart and we realize, yeah, you know what? I don't really need this, or I don't want it anymore. And then we can stop praying. Okay, but don't give up. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 27. If you get a chance, spend a little time with this one today. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? Now we have to ask ourselves this question, or let the Lord ask us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Well, he's my light. He guides my steps. If I walk with Jesus, if I surrender my life to him and follow him, he's guiding my steps, and he will lead me to eternal life in heaven. He is my light. He's my salvation. Whom should I fear? Should I fear the coronavirus? Should I fear the devil? Should I fear the threats all around me? Should I fear people who try to downplay or criticize my faith? Should I fear my boss who is a jerk? You know, it goes on and on. And I think we all realize the answer is I shouldn't fear anybody if the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? It's another way of saying the same thing. When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, just think of Jesus. I mean, everybody was trying to kill him. But the time wasn't right. You see, because Jesus knew when he was supposed to sacrifice himself and allow things to take place on that cross. My foes and my enemies themselves, they stumble and fall. That's because God is in charge. Though an enemy encamp around me, my heart will not fear. I will take control of my heart, and I will take my thoughts and direct them to Jesus. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. I might not be able to control my emotions, but I can make that decision to trust at all times. I believe, and this is an act of faith, I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I can encounter Jesus in this life, and then in the next, I will live with him forever. I believe that. I choose to believe that. And then comes the ending of this, but one of the most challenging things for any of us to do. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. It's hard to wait for his answer, but that's what we got to do. Remember, we're following him. We can't get ahead of him. And this week of all the weeks, we have to remember that. Let's continue to follow him, trust in him, ask him for what we need, beg him for peace, beg him for an end to the virus, beg him for relief, but at the same time, be willing to wait for his answer. Okay? All right, that's all I got. Thank you so much for tuning in to Following the Truth. Remember, I need your financial support to go forward with this program. Followingthetruth.com is my website. Click on donate. You can make a secure donation through PayPal. If you'd be willing to sponsor the show monthly, I would be so grateful. If you would like to make a one-time donation, I'd be grateful for that too. Whatever you can do, I would very much appreciate it. And I want you to know, as always, you're in my prayers. We're going to get through this. We're going to continue to walk together. If you need anything, please contact me. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. gary@followingthetruth.com. Or you can just go to followingthetruth.com and contact me through the website. So however you want to do it, please continue to keep in touch with me. Let's continue to walk together. Also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook. Gary Zimak, speaker and author, is my Facebook page. I'm going to be transitioning my comments, my daily reflections from Give Up Worry for Lent from that Facebook page to Gary Zimak, speaker and author, once Lent is over. So I'll be able to continue to help you as we walk through life together. God willing, I plan to be back with you tomorrow. Make this a good day. Remember, the Lord is in charge. Turn to him. Tell him what you need and make the decision to trust him. Sound good? All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And I hope God's help to see you tomorrow. See ya.